Heavenly Father, O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord, your faithfulness surrounds you. We are before you with hearts full of gratitude this evening. Lord, our longing is to seek you with the whole heart and to walk in all your ways, bringing glory to your great name. Lord, we thank you for the gift of this day, to continually be drawn to the deep well of your grace and compassion and enjoy these sweet hour of prayers in your presence, Lord. It is a delight to commune with you and feast on the soul-satisfying riches of your wondrous love. Lord, in this last hour of our day together, would you close the door on every distraction and draw us nearer to your heart? We want nothing to hinder our closest communion with you. We love you, Lord, with all our heart, our whole soul and mind and strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome, warriors. I'm glad you're here this evening. It's been a beautiful day. These times of prayer that we've been having. Tonight, we're here to submit our petitions and requests before the Lord on behalf of the many needs of our families, our communities, the church, our nation, Israel, the world, the election. There's so much to pray about. So I pray that you have your swords, your Bibles with you, so we can pray the word of God over these prayers. And, you know, this morning we were talking about this devotional scripture from this story regarding David bringing the Ark of the Lord back into his community in order to bring revival. And the lesson we were learning is that we have to do things God's way if we want to receive the blessing. And when it comes to prayer, that's God's way, because he says pray about everything. So if we want the blessing, we have to pray for it, because he tells us to ask and seek, come before him. And our time this evening also, it's not just about running in and submitting our request, it's about thanksgiving. We come before him with thanksgiving in our hearts. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And we can thank him in the difficult and trying times. We don't necessarily thank him for the difficult and trying times, but we can thank him in them, knowing that what he is doing is for our good and his glory. And ultimately, he's molding us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. And he wants to get the glory in that. Romans 8:28 tells us that we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purposes. Romans 8:18 says, for I consider that the present sufferings, the sufferings of this present time, are not worthy to be compared to the glory which will be revealed to us. So God has a purpose in all of our suffering and pain, and it should be a pleasure for us to come into his presence and plead and pray on behalf of all these many needs. 2 Corinthians 4:16 to 18 says, therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So everything we have is from our loving Heavenly Father, from his gracious and benevolent hands. He loves us. He cares for us. He's a good and faithful Father who abundantly blesses his children. So Philippians 4, 6, and 7 tells us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So we come before him with our requests, as Matthew 7:7 tells us, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and him who knocks, it will be opened. Prayer has an answer, because our God hears, and he's always answering our prayers for us. Our loving Heavenly Father has good things for us if we are willing to ask him. James 1:17 says, every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, without whom there is no variation nor shadow of turning. So we can come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy and grace in our time of need. So we're going to go before the Lord now, and we're going to pray. And let's pray for the people in our lives, for their many needs that they have. Let's pray for this nation. This is our opportunity to do that for the upcoming election. Let's pray for Israel. Let's pray for the world, all the wars and conflicts that are going on. Pray for the sick. Pray for those who are in financial trouble. I mean, there's multitudes of prayers we can be praying for. Pray for the church. Pray for our pastors. We need to lift our requests up before the Lord. He knows them, but he wants to hear from us, and he wants to bless us. You can use the microphone in the center, and unless you can pray really loud, we have people listening who really want to hear our prayers. I get emails every day asking that you use the microphones because they want to hear our prayers. There are people all around us who are the ones we're praying for, that they're alone. They feel very desperate. Some people are giving up hope, and they're sitting and they're listening to this, and they're asking, I don't know what to do. And we have an opportunity to fill the airwaves with the word of God, pour out our hearts before the Lord, and bless the people who are listening who just need a glimmer of hope in their lives, who need a word of comfort and encouragement in their lives. And God chose this church to do that from. He knows your hearts. He knows that you can pray like nobody else can, and he's just asking you to come and do that and let people hear it. You can also come up here to the rugs up here at the altar. Come to the altar, and this mic will be available. You can just pick it up and pray. But just come. Let's pray. And there's so many needs. There's a lot of quiet in here often, and you know, I think it was Billy Graham that said, there's so many answers to God that are waiting to be given, but nobody's willing to ask them. Nobody's willing to ask. We just need to ask. He wants to bless us. There's blessings available. So I pray that you'll join me in asking all these many requests. Let's go before him, submit a request to him this next hour. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your wondrous works declares that your name is near. Heavenly Father, tonight we just ask that you would let our prayers come before you as incense. Lord, a sweet aroma, Lord, to you. And that the lifting of our hands would be as the evening sacrifice. God, we are just surrendered before you. Lord, we bring these requests to you, Lord, with joy and thanksgiving, knowing that you hear. Just ask, Lord, and say, your mercy, O God, is in the heavens, and your faithfulness, it reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains, your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shelter of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. O continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Lord, you know the needs of all of these people who are submitting their requests, Lord, and so many unspoken ones as well. God, we just pray, would you just open the fountain and pour out refreshment upon those who desperately need a touch of your love tonight. Lord, we want to pray for our nation. God, you say to first pray for those who are in authority. Psalm 33:12 tells us, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. And in Proverbs 14:34, it says, it's righteousness that exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And we see, Lord, all around us that faith and family and freedom are under a vicious attack. And so, Lord, we just pray this season, we're just a couple of weeks out, we pray that every Christian will do their duty as citizens in this free country of ours and vote their values. We're supposed to be salt and light. We're supposed to let our light shine before men so that they see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Lord, it brings you glory when we're doing, Lord, our duties as citizens and preserving the light and righteousness in the land. Lord, we also pray for our pastors and church leaders all across this nation. There's a couple of weeks, 2 Sundays left, Lord. We ask that you would stir their hearts to speak the truth from the Bible about real biblical values, that it's not separation of church and state. It's not political versus scriptural, Lord. It's all you. It's all scriptural. This is biblical. This is a war between right and wrong, good and evil. So give them courage. Give them confidence. Holy Spirit, lead them into their prayer closets to get right in that quiet place to hear your heart on these matters and not to withhold the truth from their congregations, Lord. Lord, we do ask that you would give us godly leaders in this election. Proverbs 29:2 says that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people groan. And Lord, there is a groaning growing across this nation. We pray that there be truth in the media. And we pray for a spirit of peace to permeate this land. And especially in this election season, Lord, when so many people are divided. Romans 12:17 says, as far as it depends on you, live peaceably with one another. So, Lord, I pray for the body of Christ that we would just shod our feet with the gospel of peace and go forward being peacemakers, speaking the truth in love, and doing our Christian duty, Lord, as citizens of this great nation, whom you, Lord, have blessed. Lead us, Lord, in our prayers. Let us hear your heart. Pour out your blessing upon us, we pray. In Jesus' name. We pray for the peace of Israel, Lord. O keeper of Israel, be their defense in time of trouble. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. O Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. May God arise. May his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Sing praise to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord. And rejoice before him. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Because it will happen in one day that you say, Lord, that you will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples, and all who will heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all the nations on the earth are gathered against it. You've set watchmen on the walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day and night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent and give him no rest till he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in all the earth. Lord, you have told us that you will bless those who bless him. You'll curse them who curse them. And in you and all, and in Israel and all the families of the earth, they shall be blessed. So, Lord, we just say, praise be to our God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be his glorious name forever. And may the whole earth be filled with your glory, Lord. Amen and amen.
Father God, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you that you hear our prayers. We thank you that you hear our cries, Lord. And Lord, we just lift up the young people in our country, in our world right now, Lord, and just all the things that they face and the temptations and just the wide path to destruction, Lord, and the path to you so narrow, Lord. And we just pray that there would be a revival, Lord, that you would get the hearts of the young people despite the many things that are pulling them the other way, Lord. We pray that they would become people of prayer, Lord, and that you would just help them to see their need for you, Father. And when our world says there's no need for you, Lord, I pray that you would show them. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield and my horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surround me, and the floods of ungodliness make me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surround me. The snares of death confront me. In my distress, I will call upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name.
Hebrews 4, verse 14 through 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Father God, you are God the Almighty. I lift up those that have loved ones, Lord, that has turned to Catholicism, that's left their first love and is chained with lawlessness, God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would reach down, Lord Jesus, from the pit and put them up on your solid rock. Oh, Father God, I pray that you would rebuke the lies of the enemy, God. Go after them. Bring them back, oh Lord, because Jesus, you said on the cross that it is finished and that you are the only high priest we need. It is finished. I pray, Father, that you would soften the hearts of those that have left you, that you would remove the pride from their eyes. I pray that they would humbly bow down to you. Bring them back, O Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Last week, my friend, Beverlyn Beatty Williams, was sentenced to 3.5 years for protecting unborn children. She was horrifically sentenced and ripped out of the arms of her two little babies, two little children under 3 years old, to be carted off to prison. Federal prison, I might add, by this horrific regime, which absolutely devalues all human life. Lord, I just ask tonight that you will have mercy on this nation, that you will forgive us for the great national sin of abortion, killing our unborn children in the womb, 62 million. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned. Lord, forgive us. Bring us peace despite our horrific crimes. And I ask this nation that Jesus Christ is Lord and King and Savior, and those words will be echoed throughout every nation, throughout every state, every city, every governmental building, every court system, and that we will once again triumph in your holy name. Lord, tonight I lift up Beverlyn Beatty Williams' name to you, as well as the other people who are being horrifically sentenced and jailed for their protection of life, for their godly ways and their wonderful stance as a soldier in your Christian army. Lord Jesus, have mercy on all of us for not standing always for life. In your holy name we say, amen.
Heavenly Father, we come into agreement and appeal to heaven on behalf of Beverlyn, Lord, and ask that you would do for her that you did for your disciples. Lord, will you open the prison doors and send them out to preach in the middle of the streets? Lord, we ask for an appeal on this decision that it will be reversed and that she will be set free. Lord, let justice reign in this land. Let justice reign. You are the judge of all the earth, Lord. We appeal to you on behalf of her and others like her, Lord Jesus. Give her grace. Give her strength. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we call upon your name as Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. You say in Jeremiah 7:14, the prayer is, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Lord, would you use the scalpel of your living and powerful word to pierce the division of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrows. Do your cutting and refining work, Lord, and cut out whatever disease is inflicting your people, Lord. God, I pray that you would stand in front of those beds where people are being decreed they are on death's bed, Lord, that this sickness will not end in death, for it is for the glory of God, as you did for Lazarus. Lord, you say nothing is impossible for you. God, I pray for those who are physically sick, emotionally sick, chronically ill, spiritually weak, Lord, that they would, in these painful and trying times, trust you more and more, and that they would not lose hope by the length of the trial. Give them faith to reach out for the hem of your garment and let your power, your healing power, flow through their bodies. For the many physically sick, Lord, we have multitudes of requests. Lord, touch their bodies. Remove this sickness and pain from their body. Restore them to health and well-being. We pray for the medical professionals who are tending to them, that they would have skill and wisdom to know what to do. That you would guide their hands to provide the remedy that best fits your plan for each one of these lives. God, for the chronically ill, we just ask that you would give them grace to sustain them in their ongoing struggle. So many are suffering like a prison in their bodies, God. Grant them patience and perseverance as they navigate these trying seasons, Lord. And use it to draw them closer to you. Lord, give them your all-sufficient grace to sustain them. Help them to trust you, Lord. God, many, many are emotionally sick, Lord. So many suffering from depression, Lord. Cover them with your loving presence, Lord. Comfort them and wrap them in your peace. Remove that heavy, dark cloak of despair that is pressing them down, God. Clear the clouds and let them have a glimpse of your glory in your smiling face and give them a garment of praise. Lord, there are many who are spiritually weak, questioning, even questioning their salvation right now, God, in the midst of this. Lord, send word that your love for them is not dependent upon how they feel today or tomorrow, that there's nothing they can do to separate you from their love, your love, Lord. You say, come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Lord, draw them closer to you. Help them lay their burdens at your feet. Help them to hear you singing your songs of love over them. Lord, just use this trial, this dark season, this valley season to strengthen them and renew their hearts, Lord Jesus. Lord, for the brokenhearted, you say that a bruised reed you'll not break, nor smoking flax will you not bend. You are close to the brokenhearted, Lord. And there are so many around us, God, whose hearts are just broken. Their hearts are heavy. They can't even bear the weight of their sorrow. Or would you reach down with your mighty hand and pull them up out of the depths of their despair, Lord Jesus, as only you can? Minister to their hearts, Lord. You say the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and save such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Deliver these who are suffering in such pain and sorrow, Lord. Let them feel your presence and peace, singing your songs of deliverance around them, Lord Jesus. I am forgotten like a dead man out of my mind. I am like a broken vessel. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust you in the presence of the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of man. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Oh, love the Lord, you, his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Lord, turn their weeping in their mourning into songs of laughter and dancing, Lord. Help them to call to mind and hope that though the mercy, through the mercy, Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. O Lord, minister to their weary, wounded, desperate, broken hearts this evening, and then let them wake up to the new morning saying, great is your faithfulness, O God. We praise you, Lord, for your love is strong and mighty. We praise you, Lord, for your goodness and your compassions that never fail. We love you, Lord. Lord, we pray for the body of Christ. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes all knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Psalms 119, 33 through 40. Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow them to the end. Give me understanding so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart towards your statutes and not towards selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, preserve my life. Father God, I come before you and lift up the men in this church, the men, the church is listening, Lord, and just the men in our nation, God. I pray that you would make them warriors for your kingdom, Lord. I pray in your mighty name that they would not turn towards selfish gain or worldly things that lead to destruction. Oh God, I pray for the families of these men. God, make them warriors. Make them men of prayer. Make them men that fear you, God. Make them men who bow to you. I pray that you would intercede, Lord Jesus. Answer quickly. Lord, we are running out of time. We need men to stand up for families. Men that stand up for your word. Strong men, Lord, that lead their families to you. That lead the people around them to you. That their eyes would be fixed on you, God. We love you. We thank you that you are a God that hears and a God that sees. We lift up the women in this family, Lord. We pray, God, that they would be women that love you. Maybe their husbands, God, are not where they need to be. But Lord, you see these women. I pray in your name that you would let them know that you are their husbands and that we fight on our knees, God. Intercede in Jesus' name, amen.
For those who are seeking direction, you say in Jeremiah 29, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart." For those who need a little courage, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all that the law, my servant, told you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that it may prosper everywhere you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being our daddy and loving us, Lord. And Lord, we want to lift up the marriages of this church, Lord, of the many churches represented, Lord, that you would just restore the marriages, Lord, the love for each other, love, the love for you, Lord. And Lord, we just ask that you would just bind the enemy, bind our culture, Lord, that is trying to tear down marriages and the family, Lord. Help the deception be removed, Lord, that the grass is not greener on the other side and there's not better things ahead, Lord, and that there's no sin that can't be forgiven, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you would just bring just unity in marriages, that men would love their wives unconditionally, love as Christ loved the church, Lord. Lord, that are willing to sacrifice everything for their marriage, for their wives, Lord, for their family, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we have victory in Jesus, Lord. We have everything we need, Lord, through you. And we thank you for that victory. And Lord, just restore the marriages, Lord. Break up all of the things that are not of marriage, Lord. Marriage is between a man and a woman, Lord, and Lord, marriage is meant to be how we make a vow to you to devote ourselves to you and each other, Lord. And Lord, we just ask that you would just remove this living together phenomenon that's going on, Lord, and that you would just convict the hearts of your people, Lord, to seek your face and to seek your love and to do what's right in marriage, both before and during, Lord, to make it a great honor to you, Lord, as you have intended it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, for those who are persevering through pain, Lord, we pray you would give them the heart of Asaph when he said, "This is my anguish, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I remember your wonders of old, and I will meditate on all your work and talk of all your deeds. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God?" Lift their eyes up, Lord, to behold you in all your majesty and all your strength and all your power, warring on their behalf. In Jesus' name.
Lord, I want to thank you for your graciousness and your mercy. And just thinking about some of our kids, Lord, who have walked away from you, who are raised up in a house that honored you and glorified you, and recognizing as parents, Lord, we are not always perfect, but Lord, again, your grace and your mercy covers that. And we're asking you, Lord, to bring those who have wandered away home, Lord. Pray against deception. Pray against the lure, Lord, of the world. Pray that the scales would be removed and that these children who once knew you, Lord, would come back and see how faithful you are, how good you are, how loving you are, how merciful you are. The world is cruel. It offers stuff that it says it can satisfy, but we know it can't. And so, Lord, I pray for those of our children who have lost their way, Lord, that in the pain and suffering of their lives, where they sometimes suffer quietly, Lord, that you would raise them up. Let them see you again afresh, Lord. Bring people into their lives, Lord, that we don't even know who they are, that they would be encouraged, that they would hear your truth again, and that they would come back to you. Because we know, Lord, that you are a good God. You are powerful and you are kind, and you are the King of glory. So, Lord, we lift you up tonight knowing that you are faithful and good, and pray that our hearts would be encouraged knowing how faithful you are, and that you can be trusted. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has lifted up his soul, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. God, we thank you for giving us a firm place to stand. In your hand, O Lord of hosts, is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. We thank you, Lord, for this sweet night of prayer. We give you all the glory, for of you and through you and to you are all things, to whom be glory forever. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, our Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, we give you praise. Amen. The Lord bless you. keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Blessings to all of you. Thank you for being here this evening. I pray you have a wonderful evening in Jesus' name, and come back tomorrow morning at 6 as we lift up his name in praise. Be blessed. Good night.